I am not going to hesitate or speculate your fate, but I am going to evaluate your self-tape. See what I did just there? To be clear, let's remove fear and hear some Shakespeare. On today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I can't believe I just did that.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting director. And if you're an actor looking for some insight, some advice, some information, some tips, then you've come to the right place. It's great that you are here today. This is called Casting Actors Cast. We're a podcast and a video, also known as a podio. And we talk all things acting, whether it be acting techniques, audition skills, or even the business of show. That's what's happening every week here on the patio, the podcast video. So welcome to this episode. I'm really excited today because we're going to be taking a look at another self-tape that I've received. You know, I've received a lot of self-tapes over the past several weeks of actors wanting me to evaluate them live on the air, and that's what we're going to do today. What makes it kind of fun, I think, is even if you're listening to the podcast, I still think there's a lot of information to be gained because I'm still going to be providing advice on how to deliver a really good self-tape submission. As you know, self-tape submissions are happening all the time now. So whether you're submitting for a theater project or a film or television project, whether you're in the Zoom environment, maybe doing live auditions, these tips, suggestions, and advice that I'm giving is going to really, I think, help up your game as far as your submissions and your acting work is concerned. At least that is my hope. But this is that moment of the podcast where I get to thank you for tuning in to Casting Actors Cast. I can't believe how this podcast and this video have grown exponentially, but I need your help. It would really be great if you could take a moment and leave a like, a review, whether it's on iTunes or any podcast provider. As a matter of fact, wherever you're getting your podcast, it would really mean a lot if you could give me a thumbs up, a like, or a review. After all, it's your support by giving me some indications that you appreciate what's going on here that just drives me and keeps me going. We are not sponsored in any way. I don't ask for financial support. I'm just kind of doing this because A, I love doing it, and B, I want to make this a really great, exciting community of actors who can come together and be like-minded about how to improve your acting as well as your business sense, what it takes to be an actor. This is also that moment in the podcast where I get to say hello to my good friends at Actors Connection. Actors Connection is providing amazing programming of all kinds of classes with casting directors, agents, managers, producers, all kinds of amazing people in the industry doing online programming right now. So if you're interested in taking some additional classes, and you know, I think this is really a good time to be doing that. It looks like we're going to be getting through this coronavirus, but it's going to take a little time yet. So while we have the time and we are possibly isolating and staying extremely safe, this would be a great time to pick up a class or two. Go to actorsconnection.com/New York and you can see their latest offerings. And I'm excited to say I'm actually doing a class on self-tape. So you and I can work together. So if that's something that's interesting to you, do check out Actors Connection. And I hope to see you in my class coming up real soon. All right, so let's get to it. Thank you so much, Heather Henley. You were one of the early ones who submitted a Shakespeare audition. So what we're going to do is take a look at the audition, and then I just, as you get it live, I'm going to just give you my immediate impressions. And the reason that I like to do this is I feel pretty strongly that it's your first impression that is so vital to when you present yourself in an audition, and self-tape is no different. So I haven't spent any time evaluating your work, Heather. I'm just going to take a look at your audition and then give you some, right off the top of my head, I'm going to give you some suggestions and some advice and some feedback on how to perhaps improve the work. I'm going to talk about your technical stuff, you know, the technical things that go together that make a really good video submission, but I'm also going to talk a little bit about the acting work as well. So hopefully you'll get something out of it, but also the audience is going to get something out of it because they can apply some of these things that I'm chatting with you about to their own work. And that way we can all sort of get together and have fun doing this. And by the way, the only rule I have about feedback, and that is that you have to accept the positive feedback I give equally to the critique, the negative, I don't want to say negative, but the critique-y part of the feedback. Does that make sense? It takes just as much energy for me to say something positive and things that are working for you as it does for me to say, you know what, you might want to think about this, or you might want to adjust this. So that's the only rule that I have, because I think that's the healthiest way to receive feedback. This is not about, you know, pointing fingers or making fun of on any level. This is just about us getting together and seeing what we can do to mutually help each other. And that leads me to my final thought before we jump into the video. And that is, if you would like to do the same, you can go to castingactorscast.com. There's a contact form that you can fill out. Let me know that and include the link address to your video. That would be a great help. Also, by the way, if you go to castingactorscast.com, there's a free book by filling out that form. What I do is I get your email address. And what you get in return is a free book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, The Voice of a Workshop for Professional Actors. But you also can get access to a free 20-minute video on casting directors' secrets, what they don't want you to know. In addition to that, there's all kinds of other handout material that goes along with corresponding podcasts, so that you can have a little checklist, you can have information sheets. There's all kinds of stuff there that I think is really valuable. The reason I'm doing any of this is just because I love this business so much. And I really appreciate the thousands and thousands of downloads that people have been doing of this particular podcast and this video. And I could certainly use to have more people coming in and joining us. That would be really great as well. Okay, kind of went off on a little bit of a tangent there. But let's take a look at Heather Henley, who's doing Hermia, Midsummer Night's Dream. So let's listen to Heather Henley's Hermia.
How happy some or other some can be. Through Athens, I am thought as fair as she. But what of that? Demetrius thinks not so. Will not know what all but he do know. And as he errs, doting on Hermia's eyes, so I, admiring of his qualities. Things base and vile, holding no quantity. Love can transpose to form and dignity. Love looks not with the eyes, but with the mind. And therefore is winged Cupid painted blind. Nor hath love's mind of any judgment taste. Wings and no eyes figure unheedy haste. And therefore is love said to be a child, because in choice he is so oft beguiled. As waggish boys in game themselves forswear, so the boy love is perjured everywhere. For ere Demetrius looked on Hermia's eyne, he hailed down oaths that he was only mine. And when this hail some heat from Hermia felt, so he dissolved, and showers of oaths did melt. I will go tell him of fair Hermia's flight. Then to the wood will he tomorrow night pursue her. And for this intelligence, if I have thanks, it is a dear expense. But Herein mean I to enrich my pain, to have his sight thither and back again.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Henley. Henley Smith. You know, I got her name wrong. I said Heather Henley. Boy, I'm terrible. I'm not a great casting director if I get the name wrong. My apologies. That's Henley Smith. Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Now I'm thinking immediately, do I have to do a brand new video and patio right now because I got the name wrong? I'm so sorry about that. But anyway, now that I've got the name correct, Henley Smith did Helena in A Midsummer Night's Dream. So thank you so very much for that. So let's talk about it. I want to give you a couple some notes. I want to give you some things that I think might be helpful to you. But first and foremost, my very first impression is that this is an excellent audition. You did a really nice job. You have a really great presence on camera and a really nice energy as well. Clearly, the issue with most Shakespeare auditions is the ability to handle the language. And clearly, you handled the language very, very well. So thank you, Henley. That was just really, really great. So let me talk to you technically first. First and foremost is that the sound was a little under. That means that I wish that I could just hear you a little bit better. Now, I don't know if you have a lavalier mic or what kind of microphone you were using. Your voice is very, very clear, but I just wish the volume, that there was just a little bit louder so that it came in a little more crispy. It came in a little clearer. I also thought that you were completely centered in the frame, and a suggestion that I have is to be slightly off-center and look what I call across the lens of the camera. So, for example, if you're watching me on video right now, you're noticing that I'm in stage left of where the camera is. As you're looking at me, I'm right of where you are watching. And what I'm doing is, if I want to address somebody, I want to look across the lens of the camera in the direction of where there is more space. So that is something to consider as well. It's not a big deal, but there have actually been studies that have shown that if you're slightly off center, then the audience, the person who is observing, has a tendency to pay more attention only because you are asymmetrical in the frame. Once you're completely symmetrical in the frame, then the brain and the observer has a tendency to sit back and relax a little bit. So that's just kind of an interesting little trivia piece. And that's a slight adjustment, right? We're not talking to be all the way left or all the way right in the frame, but just slightly off frame. So now the acting part is, oh, by the way, the lighting was excellent. You look really, really good. You framed yourself really, really well. Additionally, your eye line was really right. Eye line being exactly where you are, where the lens of the camera is, and looking in that on that same height of where the lens of the camera is, so that we can really see your whole face, all of your acting. So now let's talk a little bit about the acting. And the challenge, of course, in this particular monologue is not just the language, but the fact that these are many spontaneous thoughts that Hermia has to have. And the spontaneity of that, I think, is what makes it really fun to watch. And so if I were to be really kind of nitpicky here, I would want you to feel that there were more spontaneous thoughts. Now, what you did really well was that you appeared as if you were thinking on your feet. And that's exactly the right energy and the right intention to have. But still, it felt a little bit controlled. It didn't feel quite as spontaneous. And when we have these really amazing new thoughts, we get genuinely excited about those new thoughts. And so I thought a little more spontaneity, a little more not sure what you're going to say next, not sure what you're going to feel next, I think would have given a little bit of a lighter, less presentational quality to her. I loved the fact, and I mentioned this just a moment ago, but the new thoughts, that you had a lot of new thoughts. You were thinking on your feet, but now I wanted that spontaneous quality to kind of be infused a little more in your body and in your acting. I thought also that your energy was just absolutely great for her. She seemed fun, and she seemed in command and control. I think if I were to address the acting a little bit further with you, and this is not a huge adjustment, by the way, and that is I felt like she was very literal in all of these thoughts. What I mean by that is if that you are thinking and planning, that you are just sort of laying it out very, very cleanly and easily. And you know, I don't think that we think that way. I think we need to feel that it's a little more conversational in our heads, that it's a little bit easier to have these series of thoughts as we're thinking it through. The other issue, of course, with Shakespeare is that direct address to the audience, right? The aside. And we don't know whether or not we should point it to one person or general to the audience. We're sort of keeping it to ourselves as if this were an internal monologue. That's always a hard choice to make. But I thought you struck a really nice balance between kind of focusing out there a bit, but also internalizing as well. But with that great energy, I would love to have a little more subtext as opposed to being literal with everything that you're saying while you are saying it. Finally, I just wanted to say the emotional arc of the scene was excellent, that you really took us on a nice journey and you really got frustrated at the end there. And we felt that, we experienced that. And that really showed me a nice, clean, transformational experience for Hermia, that she went through all of these machinations and then she finally got up to the point of being sort of energized and upset. And so I just admire that so much. So all in all, this was an excellent audition. The notes that I'm giving you, I think, are just slight adjustments to keep it really spontaneous, to not feel as if you have to show me Hermia, but really, really invest in what's going on internally just a little bit more so that it becomes more conversational and less presentational. So that would be a fun thing to play with. Now, finally, I want to say that there are some productions that want a more formalized presentational approach to the work. And then there are some Shakespeare, some directors or some concepts of some productions where they want it really conversational and really like it doesn't have to be anything but just, you know, really easy peasy. I hope that makes sense. So, you know, you were taking a wonderful risk by sending me this video because for the right production, it would be absolutely a no-brainer to cast you. Whether or not it's going to be in, like, you know, modern dress, for example, and keep it very, you know, today, that might demand sort of a different kind of audition as well. So that's what I'm talking about when bringing up these different styles and approach to Shakespeare. But all in all, that's an excellent audition. I'm sure you're going to get some positive responses if you were to send that out to some Shakespeare companies. I'm sure you would do extremely well with that overall. So thank you very much again. That's Hanley Smith doing Hermia for Midsummer Night's Dream. And guess what? You can do the same thing. If you're interested in sending me a video so that I can give you some on-the-air critique, I'll talk about both the technical things, but I'll also talk about your acting. Please go ahead and do one of two things. You can email me at castingactorscast@gmail.com or castingactorscast.com and fill out the comment form. It's really easy to do. That's it for today's podcast. I hope you got something out of it. Hey, let me know if you liked what you heard today, if there were some thoughts that you had. Maybe Ms. Smith might want to benefit from some of your critiques as well. It might be fun to have a conversation. After all, I want this to be a supportive, nurturing community, and I just thank you so very much for participating, and thank you for joining me on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support. just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.